Welcome to the 23 Minutes in Hell podcast, where author and speaker Bill Weiss and his wife Annette address the many questions and concerns that we all have about the topic of hell and eternity. Bill and Annette believe the subject of hell shouldn't grip us with fear, but instead should inspire us to invest the time we have left on earth wisely. Tune in for today's enlightening broadcast.
Thank you for joining us. Today we're going to address the topic of what about the person who never heard about Jesus? Will they go to hell? Well, many people have asked us, what will happen to the man who lives in the remotest part of the jungle? Will he be accountable for not knowing about Jesus? Well, there are many verses that we will look at just ahead which point out that all men are lost without exception unless they repent and come to Jesus. Also, God warns us throughout our lives in many ways in order to keep us out of hell. And we will look at just five of those ways. Annette, read Romans 1, 18 through 21.
Okay, this is from the Living Bible. And it says, "But God shows his anger from heaven against all sinful evil men who push away the truth from them. For the truth about God is known to them instinctively. God has put his knowledge in their hearts. Since earliest times, men have seen the earth and the sky and all that God made, and have known of his existence and great eternal power. So they will have no excuse when they stand before God at judgment day. Yes, they knew about him all right, but they wouldn't admit it or worship him or even thank him for all his daily care. And after a while, they began to think up silly ideas of what God was like and what he wanted them to do. The result was that their foolish minds became dark and confused."
Oh, those are great verses. So man is without excuse. He knows the way. He chooses to push God away himself.
Exactly. And it says that God put his knowledge about himself in their hearts. So rejecting God brings confusion and deception.
So those verses tell us that God is evident in creation and that God holds man accountable because of creation alone.
Exactly.
You know, the evidence of design is everywhere. If you look at the human body, how remarkably it's made. A baby being born, the universe, the order in the stars and the heavens, the plant life, the animal kingdom, and so forth. It shows design everywhere. That points to a designer. There must be a God. You know, to say that there is no God and that this world was just all a series of coincidences is to deny sound reasoning. You know, if that man in the jungle will look to the heavens and say, there must be a God, I want to get to know him, and he cries out in humility, then God will find a way to get through to that man and reveal Jesus Christ to him.
Exactly. So the first way God is trying to reach man then is creation.
That's right.
And design.
Mm-hmm. And that's evident. He's without excuse just for that alone.
And then the second way God is trying to reach people is with Romans 2:15 and John 8:9. It says that we have a conscience to know right from wrong.
Well, that's good.
So God is dealing with our conscience. And in Ecclesiastes 3:11, it mentions that eternity is written on man's heart.
That's good too.
So it is placed to know in our hearts, where it's placed there, that there is a creator and that we are accountable to him. We know there is good and evil, right and wrong. So where did we get this moral compass if we came from the animal kingdom?
That's right. That's
Since right. they don't possess morals, they don't possess reasoning.
No.
It would be ridiculous.
It comes from God. That's for sure.
Absolutely. You know, man has the ability to suppress, though, his own conscience because of a hardness that occurs from sin. The Bible talks about deceitfulness and hardness from sin. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the Bible says that man's conscience can actually become seared, as it mentions in 1 Timothy 4:2. He refuses to be held accountable for his lifestyle to God so he can believe anything but the truth. Mm. And that's what people do to attempt to ease their guilty conscience.
That's right. That's right. Oh, boy, it becomes seared. That's amazing.
That's a scary place to be.
It is. You know, Dr. Erwin Lutzer, he said in his book, Where Was God, page 100, he said, those who live without specific knowledge about Christ will be judged by the light of nature and their own conscience. And he gives Romans 1:20 and Romans 2:14 through 16. He says, each day of every life will be analyzed in a minute detail. The hidden thoughts and motives of each hour will be replayed along with all the actions and attitudes. The words spoken in secret will be made public, the intentions of the heart displayed for all to see. That's scary to think about that.
That is. I mean, I think most people think about just the outward actions that they do. But God is going to judge people who don't know him after they die. He's going to judge their thoughts, their motives, their attitudes, the inside things that they think about in their heart.
Right. And so if they think they're good, God's going to show them really what they're like at the great white throne judgment.
Yeah. So we're judged from those things plus our outward actions as well.
So no one can stand before a holy God and say they're good.
Exactly.
They won't get there by that. But the third reason is God has given us the Bible, his written word. You know, we were both in real estate and, you know, you always look for things in writing. Well, God gave it to us in writing. He tells us clearly how to stay out of hell and how to get to heaven. Man just needs to read the Bible. But even when man hears it, he chooses to reject it, many, many men.
Yes, many times.
Yes.
And the Bible is the most famous and the most published book in the whole world.
Right. Billions and billions of copies made. So man can look at it and read it and find out the truth.
Yes. And a fourth way that God is trying to reach people is with media, internet, satellite, television. There's CDs, DVDs. There's missionaries that go out. People all over the world are reached by others sharing Christ through some form and some medium. You know, he'll send a missionary even to a person in Africa or wherever they may live. Romans 10:14 says, how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? So someone has to be sent to them to declare the good news about Jesus. So that's why there is an urgency to get the word of God out. You know, I know of a lady, and she told me this great story. It was actually about her and her husband. I mean, it was actually about her husband and half a dozen men that went to a remote village in northern Burma. They went to a village where the people had never, ever heard about Jesus. When they arrived, one of the leaders of the tribe said to them, "So you come to tell us about the Savior in the Golden Book."
Wow, that's amazing.
Well, how did they even know about a Savior in a golden book? Which, of course, that was referring to the Bible.
Right.
Unless God somehow revealed himself to them. You know, he may have given them a dream or a vision. It just shows you how good God is. If someone is seeking him, he will send a person to them. It doesn't matter where on earth they are located.
That's right. God is so faithful. And, you know, there's a fifth reason in Job 33, verse 15 through 18, it says, God gives man dreams and visions to keep back his soul from the pit. So again, if a man will be humble enough to say, there's a God out there and I want to get to know him, then God will find a way to get to that man. And like you said, by giving them a dream or a vision even.
That's how good God is.
That's right. So no one will be in hell unjustly. God gives man countless opportunities to repent throughout their lives. You know, and Jesus said in Matthew 12:37, by your words you'll be justified, and by your words you'll be condemned. So it's people's own words that will send them to hell. You know, in Revelation 21:8 says, all unbelievers shall have their part in the lake of fire. So there's the warning. He tells you that if you don't believe his word, you'll end up in the lake of fire. That's why you can see why Jesus said your own words will condemn you. You know, but in addition, I want to share these two verses that show God is just and fair. Deuteronomy 32:4 says, and it says this perfectly, he is the rock. His work is perfect. Everything he does is just and fair. He is a faithful God who does no wrong. How just and upright he is.
Oh, I love that verse. You know, another one like it is Exodus 34:6-7. It says, The Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth. Everything God does is perfect and just and right.
Oh, I love that verse too. And there's so many of these about God's goodness and how just and fair he is and how he is long-suffering with man.
Absolutely.
Throughout their lives. You know, I just want to read these verses also that we talked about that show man is accountable. 1 John 5:19 says, the whole world lies in wickedness. See, the whole world needs a Savior. And Psalms 9:17 says, the wicked shall be turned into hell and all nations that forget God. Notice through all these verses I'm going to give you the mention of all or every. And 1 John 4:3 says, every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. Again, every spirit. Acts 17:30 says, God commands all men everywhere to repent. That includes the man in the remote parts of the jungle. Luke 13:3, Jesus said, unless a man repent, you shall all likewise perish. 1 John 3:22 says, this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another. That's a commandment, not a suggestion. John 8:24 says, if you believe not that I am he, you shall die in your sins. That's Jesus speaking. Then in John 8:21, Jesus was speaking to the Pharisees, and he was getting ready to go to heaven. And he says, you shall seek me and shall die in your sins. Where I go, you cannot come. So he just told them they cannot come because they will die in their sins. So if you die in your sins, you're not going to make it to heaven. John 3:17 and 18 is clear. It says, he that believes not is condemned already because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. So you're condemned already. See, God's not sending people to hell. We're already going there. We're already condemned because we're born in sin. And in John 5:23, it says, Jesus again says, all men should honor the Son. Again, all.
Those are clear, yes. Especially, like you said, the mention of all or every.
Right.
You know, some people say, Bill, that what kind of God, though, would be so mean to let people suffer in hell?
Well, remember, that's the same God that came and died a horrific death on the cross to keep us out of hell. What more would we expect him to do? You know, he never meant for man to go to hell. Hell was prepared for the devil and his angels, not for man. But man has a free will to choose. You have to decide if you think Jesus was a liar or a lunatic or that he spoke the truth. But you will give an account for your decision at Judgment Day. You will be held accountable. So I encourage you, do not push him away and turn from your sin and invite Jesus Christ into your heart today.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to subscribe, rate this program, and share it on social media outlets. To stay in touch with us and learn more about this ministry, consider checking out our resources at soulchoiceministries.org.